The first reflection I would make is this hasn't been an impossible decision that's dogged the UK and its governments for decades simply because Britain is a bit rubbish at taking infrastructure decisions. There is occasionally a cliche and a view that that's the case and Britain is somehow unique in the difficulty that it faces in taking decisions of that kind. I don't believe that's the case. Other countries have found these decisions difficult, and that's without either the very significant environmental impacts around Heathrow or the long history of mistrust and, at least as the local communities see it, of broken promises that come to that. So it is no surprise to me that this has been a difficult decision, that this has taken time, and that this goes around in circles sometimes. And unlocking that and finding a way through that is the absolutely crucial part of what the Commission has been seeking to do. The economic benefits of expansion, we think, are real, but its environmental impacts and its social impacts are real as well, both at the local level in terms of noise, in terms of lost homes, in terms of impacts on people, and at the global level in terms of climate change. I don't think anyone, they might dress as polar bears for fun, but I don't think anyone changed themselves to a runway just for fun. You know, these are issues that people care about, and taking that into account is the only way in which it will be possible to move forward on this. And the absolutely crucial thing, which has been at the heart of the Commission's work, particularly in the second phase of its process when it's been looking at the three shortlisted options at Heathrow and Gatwick, has been finding a way to strike a fair balance between those who benefit from expansion and those who feel its impacts. So, the key thing that I wanted to say, and my main reflection on the process, is that the Commission's recommendations need to be seen as a package. That is not simply the recommendations in terms of the provision of new capacity and how you take it forward, but also the conditions that might be attached to that. I would think that the worst possible thing that the business community can do at this stage is to present this issue as a no-brainer, to pretend that the issues and difficulties that people have had with it are trivial or don't matter, to treat the broader conditions and the measures that the Commission has proposed as being some kind of window dressing. Key to making this happen is to show that on the part of all of the stakeholders in the debate, that there's an appreciation of the impacts of expansion, both positive and negative, a willingness to find solutions and a real desire to build trust between the airport, its local stakeholders, and the broader stakeholders, including the business community in London, and more broadly. I would say that in my view, I think, you know, there's a new newspaper article about this every day, but I think if that can be done, the political obstacles here are likely to be surmountable. I think there's a growing realisation of the need for new capacity and of the benefits that that might bring, but that needs the approach and the attitude to be right. Some local stakeholders and some national stakeholders will always be irredeemably hostile, but one thing that the Commission saw is that there are a lot of people who are open to an honest debate, an honest discussion, and to finding a balance that works for them, including in the local area, and including some of those who have campaigned against expansion in the past. But that's going to require give and take on all sides. The Commission is bowing out of this debate now, but the business community would do well to be seen as leaders in that process, starting with the government's review of the work that we have done and the decision that it's going to have to take. For government to take the decision you want it to, we need to get the wider environment and the wider atmosphere right. And that's where business can play a really, really valuable role. So those are my reflections on the process. It's been a lot of work. It's been perhaps the most interesting and the most valuable thing I've done as a member of the civil service. I really want to see this move forward, but doing that requires us to look at this issue as a whole, not to treat it as a no-brainer or something that's obvious and simply has to happen.